From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number two of the Large Warning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access and drag trip to the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
This is Diana with Neustetter's Fine Jewelry. This year we're celebrating 50 years in business. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives for over half a century. It's because of you that our small family business thrives in St. Louis. From our family to yours, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Top Shooters is back, which means the Cam Jansen Show is live Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Brought to you by Bud Light. The food, staff, and drinks are even better. And now you can enjoy them all on a brand new luxurious patio. With a full-service bar, games like bags, volleyball, and plenty of TVs, it's the perfect atmosphere for the summer. The fun starts every morning at 11 a.m., and you can still take advantage of the full menu with carryout orders. We'll see you at Top Shooters, 531 Old State, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season with low inventories and less competition. Homes are fetching higher prices to leverage a higher price home. Call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
4th of July is almost here. Make sure to get the best brats in town for your holiday celebrations. G&W Sausage Company has been a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Choose from over 30 varieties of sausage, including jalapeno cheese brats, Cajun andouille, and more. Deli meats, cheeses, and an assortment of steaks and chops is available, too. Curbside pickup is available when you order the day before at gwsausage.com or call 314-352-5066.
You can't beat G&W meat.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Joe Rusevans here with FRA Trust to let you know about my new book, The New Normal in a Post-Pandemic Economy. Has your 401k or IRA taken a hit? Then you should take control back. I've been a leading financial professional for almost 40 years, and I'm sharing these secrets in my new book that's free for you. Just pay shipping and handling. Visit joesnewbook.org to claim and learn how my team at FRA Trust can help you take control of your financial future. Visit joesnewbook.org or call 855-935-4214 today.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's
well,
the
here we are in July. My prediction is this will be a very good month for this man, ladies and gentlemen, John Landau. Hello, John. How are you?
You know, Frank, I'm doing great. A little tired of the rain, you know, it's good for the corn out in the duck fields, but not real good for car sales. But oh, that's right, let me see, yesterday, the 30th of June, 15 sales in Florissant and 5 in St. Peter's on a rainy, nasty summer day.
Yeah, you know why? AM and the PM people, that's why. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, and by the way, while the audience was clapping, Drake, the Wonder Black Lab, came to the phone and thought you all were clapping for him. But no, it's for me, Drake. So go lay back down.
Sit. Sit, boy.
He is sitting. Yeah. He is sitting. Very good. He might have just passed gas, though. I'm not quite sure.
Now, for those who don't remember, the dog's named Drake because Drake is a duck, and it is a male duck. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Drake? Yeah, okay. I paid attention one time when you were on, and I remember.
You know what? I'm glad you clarified that for one time, because that's exactly what it was. You listened to me for like one time.
Now you
listen to me once in a while.
You don't take an alternative day when the fourth falls on a weekend, do you? Like you don't close Monday or anything.
No, sir. We are closed on Saturday, of course, but we're here all night, all day today, and tonight, and Thursday, and Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday. All the great teammates of mine here at Johnny Law Nupture, they get to spend time with their families. But like no fireworks this year.
Well, some municipalities.
No. Normally, I blow off a lot of fireworks at my house and our house. I must say, because you know Mrs. Lawnup is listening, but she's told me no fireworks this year.
What? Your wife says whether or not you can set off fireworks.
Yeah. I'm trying to. I'm okay though.
What kind of marriage is that?
Okay, I'm
is
right
it
now.
Legal in your house where you live? Is it legal there? Because here's my take on fireworks. Nobody cares where it's legal or illegal. They shoot them anyway. And you couldn't possibly go police it all. So I think it's real blurry, the definitive, where is it legal, where is it not, what municipality. I don't think people care. And I don't know where it is. The St. Louis City, is it legal to shoot them? I don't even know anymore. St. Charles? I would think it is because they got firework stands everywhere. So, I don't think people pay any attention.
Oh, St. Charles City and County, it's not legal. In St. Charles County, it's legal. Jefferson County is legal.
Legal
to shoot firearms. Or fire, not firearms,
it's legal
fire
in O'Fallon, Missouri, this year for the first time.
See, that's what's confusing. O'Fallon, you go, St. Peter's, no. O'Fallon, yes. St. Charles, no. Yeah. Just make it statewide, yes or no. Legal or illegal. Oh, favorite fireworks around the room. Dan, favorite fireworks.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
I'll go Broman Candle. That's mine. That's always been my favorite.
Mine is the motor round. Mm. It's the giant rocket.
I like that. That goes up.
About that.
I like cherry bombs.
You can't. Well, cherry bombs, you can't get them. No, you can't get them anymore. That's old school, and cherry bombs were great, but they've been outlawed for 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I know a guy.
Am I that old?
I know a guy who makes them homemade, and I have a 4th of July party every year, and he sets one off in my backyard, and we almost had to call the fire department a couple of years ago because...
Okay.
I like sparklers.
I've told the story before. A friend gave me a brown paper bag and said, wait till it rains and the ground's really wet and set off one of these. It was a quarter stick of dynamite.
Oh.
And he had a name
M80?
For it. M80. M8000 or something. But it looked very much like an M80, but he said he made it with a quarter stick of dynamite. I took this thing, I live in the woods, and when I threw it, I was scared to death because if it goes off in your hand, the whole side of your body is going to blow off. And when it went off, it blew a crater out of my backwoods. You could have set a Volkswagen in it. I mean, it was like a hand grenade. Oh, it was. And I took the bag down to the fire department and I said, here, take these. And I just turned them into them because they are illegal.
Could have made some money on the street, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and then they'd have thrown it at his house.
Cherry bombs, when we were kids, like Dr. Doug and I, John's not quite old enough, that was the firework. Man, if you could get a bag of cherry bombs.
Absolutely. John's old enough. We had cherry bombs. John, do you remember people used to put cherry bombs in the toilets at school?
Oh, yes.
They threw them in toilets and M80s also.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan, knowing you probably threw him in there while someone was sitting on the toilet. That's not very nice.
Okay? I did.
Here's what always amazed me. Here's what I never understood. M80s would go off underwater.
Yeah.
Now, how is that even
because
possible?
Because the fuse burns too quickly to be put out. Like, it's ignited too quickly for it to be put out.
I thought it was waterproof too.
Probably.
Yeah. We threw one in a lake
one
time.
It looks like it was sealed.
You can do like bottle rockets as well.
But it still sparks. It's fire. The fuse is lit, and underwater it stays lit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's amazing.
We had chemical reaction. Some years ago, we had.
Hey, look who's here, Dr. Doug Pernico.
Hey. Someone gave us from the reserves, they gave us some hand grenades that were plastic because they were used in practice.
Yeah. And they're heavier than real hand grenades.
I can't remember.
No, they are. Because in the basic training, they had us throw hand grenades that were almost twice the weight of a regular one, so that by the time you threw the regular one,
it was felt lighter.
Yeah. And when they hand you the regular one, you go, whoa, this is a lot lighter. There was a reason for that.
Is Landolf coming on the 5 o'clock hour, or is he on tomorrow?
I'm just sitting here. I'm
Tim, why would you point out to him?
I just continue to work. You guys just go ahead. You know, and Dr. Doug might as well just become part of my Wednesday.
I'm happy to.
Segment.
Yeah. You know?
Jim just poked the bear.
He's got an email from a listener that says, Frank, today's segment with Landolf is the best he's ever had.
Who wrote that?
He didn't. It's
Frank
just didn't put it. Now. Frank will pay for Shoveltown, Missouri.
Oh,
so tell us something good. Tell us something fun. I'm tired. I'm tired of people arguing, and you try to watch the news, and I mean, can't we just go back and have fun and talk and not yell and want to sue everybody or charge everybody with something?
Have you ever heard of? Have you had? Clementine's Creamery.
I've heard of it.
Frank, because you like ice cream, right?
I do.
This stuff is unbelievable.
Where is this that you're now going to get free ice cream from? Where is this one?
I'm not going to get free ice cream. You know, nothing's free in life, Frank. Is this segment free? I mean, you tell me if it is. I'll make sure that I tell the people in the office, hey, listen, July 1st.
Let's get back to Clementine. Is this a brand or is it a store?
Like, you know, when we go to Annie Gunn's in the town center, he comes and gives us a bottle of wine on the house. You know what? What about a spot for Johnny on the house?
I mean, he doesn't do it at the table. He doesn't put it on the table.
And now back to Clementine's. You mentioned it, and then you got sidetracked. Is it a dairy? Is it a store or a brand or what is it?
It's a store. It's a store. It's a location. I think there's four. And
never heard of it.
Tamara Keith, the owner, the entrepreneur, the CEO, the founder. And I was just having lunch with a buddy of mine, Don Sufko, with BG Services, which I think you've used their products before on your vehicles.
Where'd you have lunch?
I drove all the way back to Village Bar, which is about
wow, what a list of free stuff.
From my house. So, you know, but I'm going to Hendel's tomorrow and Gugino's on Friday.
Hey, Tim had was it yesterday?
I went to Annie Gunn's a couple of weekends ago. Unbelievable.
Hey, hold on a minute.
I'm going to Paul Manos tomorrow.
This is important. Paul Manos. He's going to Paul Manos. Tim had breaking news yesterday. Mr. Gito Sr. Had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Did you know that, John?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
For a recovery. He's one of the greatest. Guys, been so blessed to be friends with Mr. Gito and the whole family, and he's just one of the greats of St. Louis. And so, praying for him.
Remember when Tommy Lasorda used to love Charlie Gito's, and when he would be in town and they were playing in town, you could count on it. He would be at Gito's,
and he would take Dan with him because they were such good buds.
Oh yeah, we were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it sticks with me. I never forgot that, but I for some reason I just remember Tommy Lasorda couldn't wait to get to Charlie.
Yeah.
Gito.
Wow.
He cussed out Dan one time.
He did.
He could cuss that.
Oh man.
He got
did
mad.
He really, Dan?
He did. I was working at mornings at WMRY.
Is this the hotel room story?
Yes.
Oh, tell this story.
I was working mornings at WMRY, and the Dodgers were in town, and I found out what hotel the Dodgers were staying in, so I called the hotel, and this was like 6:30 in the morning, and I asked for Tommy Lasorda, and they said, hold on, sir, and they put me right through to his room, and he answers the phone, and he goes, hello.
Out of a deep sleep.
Yeah, and I said, Tommy Lasorda? And he goes, yeah. I said, hey, it's Dan Strauss. I work here at WMRY in St. Louis. I know you guys are in town. And he goes, who? And then he goes, so I tell him, and he goes, what time is it? I said, it's 6:30 in the morning. And then he proceeded to string
expletives
together, yeah, some that didn't even belong together. Yeah. And then he said, I said, well, would you be willing to do an interview later?
And
he
goes, yes and no.
He says, yeah, call me. He goes, yeah, call me later. Call me after. Call me at like 8 o'clock. So I called, and the
he was gone.
The front desk says, Mr. Lasorda is not accepting any phone calls.
There's a surprise.
Right. Shocker.
I knew that interview wouldn't take place.
But yeah.
What were you thinking, though, to call him at 6? What's the matter with you?
I didn't care.
You didn't care?
No, I didn't care. I knew that he would probably cuss me out because I knew how he was.
Well, you can always say for the rest of your life, I got cussed out by Tommy Lasorda. So it's worth it.
Yeah. Like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah. I'm sorry, John's still with us, aren't you, John?
Yeah. Yeah. Who's John?
John. Yeah, am I on the air? Am I on the air, Frank?
You're on the air.
Frank, I'm wondering, Frank, am I still on the air? Or did you get someone else to replace me?
Why do you slip into the Southern accent?
Because when I'm here thinking to myself while I'm paying for the spot, I figure I might as well talk Southern. Maybe then you'll pay attention to me. Because last time I checked, your bone in the South. Frank, is that correct?
My bone was in the South. I was born in the little nothing town of Humboldt, Tennessee. That's where I was born. Yep.
I've hunted in Humboldt, Saskatchewan.
No, not the same.
But it's something near.
I've petted a Humboldt penguin.
Is there a Humboldt
penguin? Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know Kelly Chase, John?
I do.
Do you know where he's from?
Porcupine Plain,
Saskatchewan. And you know what his famous line is about that town?
That I know there's a billboard of him there that was like hand painted.
Is it a slogan?
No, it's just a phrase Kelly Chase uses to talk about how he's from Porcupine Plain, Saskatchewan. It's the only place in the world where you can watch your dog run away from home for 3 days.
I thought it was going to have something to do with where you can find the biggest pricks or something. Because the porcupine.
No. It's so flat and there's just nothing there.
That's good.
It's so flat that the wind just never stops blowing. Matter of fact, if it's only like a 15-mile-an-hour wind, they think it's like, summertime.
Are there a lot of porcupines there? Doctor, do we have porcupines here? We don't have porcupines.
I don't think we have them up in this range, but I remember I was up in Canada and they were all over the place.
Yeah. I've never seen a porcupine here. I don't think they're around here.
How about armadillo, though? There's armadillo.
Too many of those.
I've never seen a live one, though. I only have a flat and dead on the road.
And we never had them until, 10, 15 years ago?
They started migrating up because the earth is warming.
And same with black bears. 10 years ago, I saw a black bear on Highway 100, not far from my house, and I thought, I'm hallucinating. And then I read an article, black bear. True.
Missouri Department of Conservation says porcupines have invaded Missouri.
Ah,
really? In the past.
Be careful. They got those quills or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll stick you.
Quills. Gotta be careful, Frank. Be careful. Frank, you better be careful if you're out there, in the woods.
I don't know why you do that.
It sounds half Foghorn Leghorn, half Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
When John does his Southern, it's a
Foghorn Gump.
I live that life for 15 years.
I talk Southern. Miss Mamie don't like when I talk Southern, but that's all right. Every once in a while, I got to put a smile on the face,
You can't sit here. Seat's taken.
All of you are talking to a guy who for 15 years lived that life.
Did you have to work to get rid of your accent?
Seriously? Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
I did. Because I can.
You're still working on it, aren't you?
I am, I can duplicate and sound exactly the way I sounded when I was 15 years old.
Now that picture you put on Facebook, 1970, when you went on the radio for the first time, did you talk still with that twang?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I had a lot of it.
Oh wow!
I still had a lot.
Wow.
Of it. And I tried my best not to, but I didn't know how to do it. And here it is, and I have in my basement somewhere on a reel-to-reel tape. Of me at 15 talking into a tape recorder, it sounds exactly like this. Don't you exactly how it sounds. It's like all the words are falling right out of your nose. It's real dangerous. And that's how I talk. That's exactly how I talk. And here's a, I, I didn't finish college, but I took a speaking class. Uh-huh. And the first day of class, it was SIU Edwardsville. The teacher said, I want everybody to stand up and read tomorrow. I want you to get up and read anything for 1 minute to the rest of the class. Just anything. Phone book, it doesn't matter. So we did. Everybody got up. And when I got up, I don't know what I read. I don't remember it. And at the end of the class, as students are filing out, the teacher said, you, could I see you for a second? And I said, did I do something wrong? And he said, son, why are you in this class? And I said, well, I think I'd like to get in radio because I know they're building a station here on the campus. And this teacher looked at me and he said, and you actually what? You think that you're going to get hired to be on the radio talking like that?
With that voice.
I said, well, I could work on it, I guess. Oh, he said, oh yeah, you'll have to. And I will tell you that this guy, within a week, went into, you could reserve recording booths. You sign up for them, and it was a real, real tape recorder, headphones, and a microphone. He went in and recorded all the words he thought I needed to learn how to say. And he handed it to me, and he said, listen to this and mimic it every chance you get. And I spent hours and hours listening to him and trying to get... He said, the words are falling out of your nose. And he was a big, big help.
Your mom and dad, you'd come home from practice and try and speak the King's English, and they'd go nuts on you?
No, they didn't know that I was working on it.
Oh.
I was out of the house by 21, but it was irritating, and it was nasal and embarrassing. When you move up north and you sound like that, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had to just figure out how to exhale and not just let it all fall out of my nose. So, I guess...
that's not the only thing falling out of your nose now these days.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Oh,
boogies. At your age, you don't know, what's going to come out of that nose. Probably like nose hairs. Man, mm-hmm. A bit like probably like a forest.
Big old right. Bug.
No, I trim my nose hairs. I'm real conscious of that. I don't. When you see a guy who looks like a hedge is growing in his nose, I don't like that.
That's a nice mustache.
You want to?
Yeah, one mustache.
Hey, man, here, I just bought you a nose hair. Here's a trimmer. Go to work on that thing, will you? like on the lawn when you're trimming your grass. Now, do you do your own grass, Frank? Do you cut your own grass?
No.
His wife
I don't have a lawn to cut. I live in the woods. There's really nothing to cut. It's just
Did
woods.
Did you hear that? Did you? No.
But let me tell you something. I've cut my share of grass.
Tell me something.
I cut grass enough in my young life to make up for the rest of my life. I had a little grass cutting business, and I cut grass from the time the sun came up till it went down. And I made a lot of money as a kid cutting grass. So I got all my grass cutting out of the way.
I asked my dad one time, I said, can I use the lawnmower to make some money? And he said, sure. And I took it and rolled it out to the end of the street and put for sale on it.
give it to him.
Yeah. Every once in a while, you come up with a good one, Danny.
I know.
Well. I'll give it to you there, boy. Yeah, maybe. Well, listen, I'm going to go back to selling cars because that's what I do here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And if there's any folks out there that want to ask for the Southern Johnny Londoff, just call 314-837-1800.
Folks, please don't do this.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com.
All right. Thank you, John.
Bye, John.
I have... a little Bertarelli business, but I'll do it at the end of your segment here. Maestro, if you would please, the music for Dr. Doug.
There it is.
Now, I don't see any calls here. I know lots of you have pets. Most of you have pets. You got a question? You want some free advice from a great veterinarian? Here's your shot. Here we go. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. 255. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. The preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. And of course, you know the Blues, the Stanley Cup champions. And now, let's officially welcome Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everybody today?
It's a good day today. It's a good. I like that
I
the rain.
I tempered my voice to that. Yeah. Did you notice?
No, I didn't.
I did. Thank you.
And I like rain. I like to wake up in the middle of the night and realize it's thundering and lightning.
I do. I like that too. And I'm AM in the PM, by the way.
One second.
What?
I'm going to go help Tim out real quick, okay?
What are you doing?
We have a microphone issue.
Yeah.
Oh, I have something for Dr. Doug real quick.
Well, let's talk to Maureen.
Okay.
And then we'll do that. Once again, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Maureen, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I'm AIM in the PM.
Hallelujah. Hi, Maureen. How can I help you?
Well, I've got a question about my 16-year-old Cocker Spaniel. Today's her birthday, so she's 16.
Wow, congrats.
She's got several health problems. The most predominant one right now is that she has cardiomyopathy.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a leaky left aorta, left atrium,
mm-hmm.
which has went into the pericardium, like the lining, the sac of the heart. Right now I'm dealing with that. I'm giving her water pills and stuff to try to keep her comfortable. I'm just wondering why she coughs when she has these problems. She did get clot formation, so she does have thrombus air, but I don't know if it's still leaking or why these dogs cough when they have that.
Okay, so when a dog or a human or any other animal that gets some form of congestive heart failure, whether it's from cardiomyopathy, which is when the muscles aren't working well, or if it's because maybe in your case where one of the valves in the atria, either the left or the right atria, those aren't closing correctly, and then with each beat you get a leakage. But when you get a malfunctioning heart, you get a fluid accumulation because it's not circulating blood correctly, and you can get fluid accumulation in your lungs. So the lungs are like a big sponge with air spaces, and when the heart isn't functioning, the lungs fill those little air spaces with fluid. So they think they're clearing themselves, but they really can't without the help of drugs. But they feel the need to cough so that they can try and expulse that little bit of fluid. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that's, well, again, it's just like a sponge.
It's common to have a cough like that.
Yes, that's a...
up and all that.
Yeah, often that's the first sign for people to know that their dog is having a problem, is that they start coughing.
And 16 is old, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you get either with exercise, or a lot of times you'll hear it when they wake up from a nap because they've been resting, and then they get up and start moving around, and their circulation has to change. And if things aren't working right, then they start this gagging because they think they're trying to clear themselves. So that's what's happening, and that's why your water pills are useful. Okay?
Right. Well, when she starts coughing a little bit more, I give her another bit of Lasix, and then that helps her for a while. So she's basically on doggy hospice at this point, so yeah. I'm just trying to keep her comfortable.
Maureen,
she lets me know she's ready.
I'm going to ask you a question, if you don't mind. Are you going to get another dog? Because your dog's days obviously are numbered. Are you going to get another dog?
Right. Not right now. No.
The reason I asked is
I've had her since she was a puppy, and I'd rather just give myself some little time to convalesce and be without a dog for a little while.
And the reason I asked this is I could tell you'd had this puppy since it was a pup, this dog since it was a puppy, and that you're really close to this dog. And I've always been interested in. People will say this. They'll say, I never want another dog. I don't ever want to get that attached again to anything and have my heart broken when it dies. And then other people get a dog right away just to fill the void and, you know, just, and it, you relive what you went through with this dog for 16 years. So I was just curious if you would get another, because I have talked to people that said never again.
Right.
It's almost like they don't want to be.
My kids have offered to get me a dog, and I said, you know, they said, would you like another dog to ease the transition? I'm like, no, not right now.
Yeah.
I'll get one. I'm open to one, but not right this minute.
Okay.
And I've heard this so many times at the veterinary clinic, but more often than not, people get right back on the pony and they get another dog yeah. because they don't realize how much they miss that companionship. I was going to also ask you,
I'm going to miss her terribly.
Did your veterinarian also make an offer of other medications that do different things to support this condition? Because there are
several of them.
Okay, good. You don't have to go that route, but there are a number of drugs.
She's on Lasix. She's on amlodipine. Mm-hmm. She's on pimobendan.
Mm-hmm.
And one other one. I can't remember which one. So
but that's appropriate. Yeah. So, yeah, so you actually have different drugs doing different things with blood pressure or what we call drugs that will decrease the resistance of blood flow throughout the system, the entire body, so that the heart doesn't have to work as hard to get the job done. So that sounds like they're handling you very well.
Well, Maureen, I'm sorry, you know, about your dog, but it had a great life, thanks to you.
She had a wonderful life. She's got a really awesome mother.
Well, and one last question. When you have to take the dog in and to be put to sleep, that's the term people are comfortable with, would you want to be there when that happens?
Absolutely.
Because that's the other thing. People have different... They go, no, absolutely. I don't want
to
be in there.
You have to be there.
I think so.
You have to, because your dog's just going to be scared and confused.
I'm going to have it done at home, where she's most comfortable.
Oh, there you go.
Because I know she gets really, you know, she starts to pant and her blood pressure goes up and she gets really nervous when she goes to the doctor. So I'm going to have it done at home.
All right. Well, Maureen, good luck. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening.
And Limey, was that a Led Zeppelin song you just...
What's that?
Scared and confused.
No, but I'll check that out.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I didn't
dazed
know.
Dazed and confused.
Oh, there you go.
A few weeks ago, I never knew that they would come to your house to put the dog to sleep, and I discovered that several weeks ago when we were talking.
Yeah, we've done that.
Let's go to Craig. Craig, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Frank, AM into PM. How's it going?
That's going fantastic. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Good, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Craig.
How are you?
Good.
I got an 8-month-old black lab. He's already like 70 pounds. I can't get this guy from stop pulling on that chain when I walk him. And then people are like, well, you got to get a choke collar. What do you think about that? And
okay.
You got any suggestions for me how to get him to?
Yes.
He's already yanked my arm off.
Yeah, you have to be careful. You can actually injure your shoulder. But there's two methods that are used. You can either get what's called a pinch collar. They look kind of barbaric, but the animals really respond well to them. You just need to know, have a trainer at one of the pet shops where you buy it, kind of tell you how to use it correctly. And then there's another great tool you can get at the pet supply. It's called a gentle leader, and that's a nylon. The other one's stainless steel, but this is a nylon unit that goes over the muzzle and around the neck, so it distributes the weight and the pull. You don't want just a basic choker, because that's just going to damage and injure the throat. But the pinch collar has these little claws, and it stimulates the dog to listen and respond appropriately. And the gentle leader is also amazing. So I would say either one of those need a little bit of guidance at first, but they're both great solutions.
And it won't hurt the dog or anything.
No, not unless you use a straight just choker chain. Those are bad. Okay.
Okay. So this is okay. So now right now I have him on a harness that I hook up to, but then I would have to get a collar then to put the choke here.
Oh man, he knows already. You're talking about it.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, the harnesses are great, but on a big dog that's fighting like that, you need something else until he matures a little bit more and he gets the rules of the game down. So, again, a gentle leader or a bite. What did I call it? I'm losing my mind now. The choker with the...
I heard the name, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, but you go to...
I got you.
Okay, so one of those two things will work very well. And then in a couple of months, you might be able to move away from it and not have to use it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig. Thanks for listening. Hi, Craig. For anybody who's ever doubted that dogs can hear things we can't hear, Doc, they should get a Dazer. It's the most incredible. It's battery operated. Looks like a remote control. Battery operated. You push that button, and that dog, and they hear that frequency. You don't hear anything. We used it when we had that little dog, that West Highland Terrier from hell, that satanic dog. And one of my sons, their dog, he has a taser. And if that dog starts to get a little weird, out of control, you push that button on that handheld thing, dog stops in his tracks because they heard something
they're
not accustomed to hearing, and we don't hear it. And I used to think, they don't really hear things we don't hear, but they do.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't hurt them.
No.
It gets their
attention. As long as you don't, again, everything should be used in moderation.
Right.
And as long as they don't sit there with the button.
No. You only break it out when he just decides, right. or she, I don't think I'm going to do what you want me to do. Let's go to, what do you think, Lammy Steve? Is he? Yeah, Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, everybody.
Steve.
I am in the field.
Thank you.
Hey, is this John Landoff again? Steve, you there?
Dr. Doug.
Yeah.
I have a 6-year-old Yorkie. He's most Yorkie. He's a little bit something else. But anyway, his eyes run constantly.
Okay.
You know, and it mats him, and he gets the... They get all tangled up in the hair around his eyes. And I just, I need something that will help, I guess, prevent that. Or
so just the eyes are just watery. They're just watery, right? Watery. Yeah.
Well, no, they're not really watery. It's
like a goo?
Tears. Like tears.
Well, tears are watery eyes. You know, same thing.
Well, yeah, it stains his the fur really bad.
What do you think, Doc?
And then it starts caking.
So what you need to do is have your veterinarian take a look. And what I would suggest is, there's a lot of hair right on the right between the nose and the eye on both sides. I call that the medial area, medial canthus area.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, medial canthus.
Mm-hmm. Medial canthus. And so if you trim that down, so there's not a lot of material to collect, there's no place for it to collect. That's number one. Number two, your doctor will look and roll the eyelid back to see if it's inflamed, so you might have a conjunctivitis, which I think we talked about last time.
But if both eyes are doing it.
Well, he can have an allergic conjunctivitis on both eyes would express it.
Okay.
There's also that tear duct there, and your vet can check to make sure that that's not clogging up intermittently. And he's got a little device that he can actually probe in there and flush out that. And then he might also want to put you on some antibiotics into the eye and maybe even into the oral cavity that goes systemically and pass everywhere. So there's a bunch of things you can do, and it could also be a little eyelash that needs to come out that just rolls in and just irritates that conjunctiva or even the lens of the, I mean, not the lens, the covering, the cornea of the eye. So you have a lot of reasons to let the veterinarian do the once over and try and rule out anything that's going to be a major thing, and it might be a simple problem to resolve. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, Steve, thank you. A lot of people think tear duct is where the tears come from. It's a drainage hole. Your tear duct is a drainage hole.
No, that's wrong.
No, the tear duct?
The duct is, it's a duct that comes from the gland, and it actually...
Well, what's the hole where the tears drain into?
Well, they don't. That's the puncta is where, kind of the mound that, where the gland is exuding tear out of. And the tear usually just runs out of the
eye. Well, hang on. Glands and punctum, which is plural, can't both produce tears. One of them is
the
drainage.
Is the doorway. The tear duct sits from the puncta, it's the channel down into the gland. So, the tears don't go into that at all. No.
Where do they go?
They kind of roll out your eye.
I've for my whole life, ophthalmologists have told me that the punctum are the drainage holes, like the gutter, that the tears need to get into to drain.
Never.
And if they're clogged, your eyes fill with water and they just fall out and you're always crying.
Well, I'll do my homework, but I'm pretty sure that's...
Well, next week, I'll look it up.
Dictionary.com defines punctum as the opening of a tear duct.
Right, that's what I said.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm out of this. You guys are fried my brain 5 minutes ago.
Well, real quickly, I'm going to tell you why I asked that. I had something done to me years ago. When I tell you what it is, you'll probably all just about pass out. It was called a Bircher procedure, and I've never heard of it again. An ophthalmologist down in Arkansas did it. And they take a hot needle, and they push it into the tear duct. to burn it open, and you're awake when they do it. It was horrible. Had it done in both eyes.
Was that after he came out, came back inside from the toilet?
I don't know what you mean.
He was outside in the outside toilet to come in and do Tennessee procedure.
No, he was a real city doctor, and I will never forget watching smoke come up from my own eye.
Ooh.
And smelling my tear duct burning as he pushed a hot needle into it. My wife helped hold me down in the chair.
Wow.
I was just about to go through the ceiling. It was brutal. Let's go to Cynthia. Cynthia, welcome to 590 The Fan.
This is going
to
be Will.
I'm sorry, Will. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello.
Hi, Will. Thank you. Hallelujah.
How are you, Will?
Fairly partly cloudy.
Okay.
I have my cat. She and her brother was killed. I talked to you before. Big Boy was killed by this pit bull. Mm-hmm. And I buried him in the backyard. And then we just lost our dog last weekend. We had a Aussie. And she had a bladder infection. They said it was so bad. She was in Springfield. With, Cheryl had went to see family down there, and they had to put her in the emergency, and they said she had a tumor and she couldn't go to the bathroom, so they had to put her down last week.
Wow.
My cat was grieving. Well, Precious is her name, but she was grieving so bad over Big Boy, and she didn't see where I buried him, but she's been laying on his grave, and I buried him pretty deep, like 3.5-foot grave.
Wow, that's
true. She lays on that grave every day, and now the dog's gone. I mean, this cat is so sad and so lost. I don't know what to do. It's just
that is incredible that that cat knows.
Cool. Well, they can smell. I think they
through that much dirt.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, there's no other suggestion that I can think of. So I'm sure it's smell.
Wow.
But yeah, that is loyalty, especially if you're a cat to a dog. I think the best thing you need to do is get a new puppy.
And well,
puppy or another cat.
I don't know. It did. You know. I don't know if it'll accept another animal, you know, because they were just pretty close, and there was a routine, and now losing two,
yeah.
And if I leave the house to go anywhere, she acts like the world's coming to an end.
Yeah, I think you should try something like that, either, and you can take these programs that rescue animals. It might even be better not to get a puppy, because that's going to be too hyper for the cat. But if you get a mature, kind of nice, quiet dog and bring it in, and you kind of work them together in the same small room for a couple days and watch TV, make it nice and quiet, and let them get to smell and know each other, she might take them on as another a challenge, another relationship. So.
Well, I'd say, our dog, but her brother was this cat that was killed. It was a tuxedo. And those two were like, well, they were raised together. I fed them both in an eyedropper from birth.
Uh-huh.
I found them in my yard. This cat had them, and I raised them. They would have been 10 in May. That would have been his birthday, and he was killed by this pit bull. And I just couldn't believe she never saw where I buried him, but she lays on his grave every day. I mean, for hours. She won't come in.
Well, animals can sense things we can't sense.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice story.
Well, we got to run. Thank you, though. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye, Will.
All right. Cynthia. Now it's Cynthia's turn. Cynthia, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, I'm Eamon, the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. Okay, so I called in because a gentleman called in about he's having trouble walking his dog. It looks like the dog's walking him instead of him walking the dog.
Right.
So he was using this choke collar, and those are ineffective as far as I'm concerned. I use a pinch collar. I've used a pinch collar with several of my dogs, not only to walk them, but to train them. And they're very effective. You can't hurt the dog because it's got a regulator ring on it, so it will never get really tight around the dog's neck. It just won't. It's got a regulator on it. And I've used it with several of my dogs, and I have a dog right now. He's 26 months, and he does not do that, and he's not scared of it. It's not a punishment. When I call it work. So when I get that out, I say, we're going to work. He gets all excited, and we train, and we'll walk, we'll heal, we'll go to down, sit, and all of these commands, and he loves it because I think dogs love to work, and the pinch collar is not hurting them. Now, like the doctor said, you got to use it correctly. You can't pull it. You can't just do a constant pull on it. It's a jerk. It's a quick jerk, yeah, and the dog gets it right
away. I've seen people do that the right way.
Yeah. Did she call me a jerk?
No, you're not a jerk. You jerk the collar.
She said you have to do a quick jerk.
Yeah, you can't pull it along because that's ineffective. You just give it a real quick jerk, which is called a correction, and then they'll come right back to you and stay right back at your leg. It works really well, and I think you'll have some success with it.
You do know, Cynthia, if we wanted to, we could just, with the word jerk, do 3 minutes on the jerk. But we're not gonna yield to that temptation.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I have to do, I've sold some knives or sharpening a PPE stuff, so we are out of time.
Okay.
Thank you for coming in again. And nice bolo tie. We love it when you're in here. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doug Pernico.
Thank you, everybody.
Courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com. I got a wonderful email from a guy named Jeff, and I recognize Jeff because he's emailed me lots of times over the years. He owns a business, and he's a very, very loyal listener, and here's his email. And I think this is probably what he starts off saying is true for a lot of people. He said, I have seen Bertarelli Cutlery on the hill for years and have never gone in there. And he goes on to say that after he heard us talking about them, he and his wife drove from St. Charles last Saturday to check out Bertarelli. And here's what he says. What a neat store. They have a little bit of everything. We bought some Limey, you're a former restaurant guy, Victorinox.
Yeah, that's a brand. Those are very, very good knives.
We bought some Victorinox steak knives because ours are 20 years old and dull. These things cut like butter. I made sure to tell the young man at the counter that I heard about him on your show. He gave me the FOP discount. Now, folks, I got to tell you, I don't know what that means. I've never offered a discount, but hey, good for them and good for Jeff. I told him I drove all the way from St. Charles, and it was worth it. So, Jeff, thank you so much. He said, I just wanted you to know about my experience. Now I have to round up my old knives and get them sharpened. Now, for the other business that Bertarelli is in, the personal protective equipment business, they have a warehouse full, bursting at the seams with all of that stuff. All of it. From head to toe, from the footies that you wear and put over your shoes to masks and face shields and gloves and disinfectant, the hand sanitizer. It's all there. And they have enough. I don't think there's any business that could order an amount or a number that would be too big for them to supply. Thousands and thousands of these things. And they got into that business 5 years ago, and the expression, timing is everything, couldn't be more appropriate for Bertarelli, because then look what happened. They're in it about 4.5 years, and here comes the pandemic. And now I learned this morning that St. Louis City, St. Louis County, every public place you go, you have to wear a mask. And if you have a business and you have to provide this personal protective equipment for your employees and you need lots of it, all you need to know is the name Bertarelli. You don't have to sit and wait for some shipment out of town. They're local, you're local, they're AM and the PM, and so are you, and they have what you need, and they're not price gougers. At a reasonable price. So whether it's personal protective equipment, or you want your knives sharpened, or you want to go in there and buy knives, we have the place, Bertarelli. They're on Marconi, on the hill in St. Louis. I'm not going to spell Bertarelli for you because you're not in a position to write it down. Probably wouldn't remember it, so we'll make it easy. Go to facebook.com/AM and the PM or go to frankopinion.com, and there's a link to their website and a little video that I think you'll find fun that we shot at Bertarelli. Bertarelli, cutlery and more, and the more is PPE. Playhouse is on the way. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the U.S. always acts in the best interests of American troops around the world. During a briefing, McEnany again disputed reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. She insisted that the reports were based on unverified intelligence. McEnany also insisted that the Trump administration has always been tough on Russia. Vice President Mike Pence says Americans need to adhere to state and local guidance about slowing the spread of COVID-19 as cases spike across the U.S. Speaking in Phoenix, Pence made a plea to